The Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese. Ladies and gentlemen, the Columbia Workshop offers its 15th program in a series devoted to experimental radio. Some 2 months ago, we offered you on the workshop a radio version of the first two acts of Hamlet by William Shakespeare. The response from our listening audience was instantaneous and highly flattering. So much so that tonight, we go on to finish the play. If you enjoy the drama, if you believe after tonight's performance that Shakespeare should become a regular feature on radio, write to us and say so. We are eager to have this gauge of radio public opinion. Tonight's version of Hamlet, like that of some weeks ago, is the work of Orson Welles, who also plays the role of Hamlet. And now we take pleasure in introducing to you in person Mr. Orson Welles.
In our previous broadcast, we concerned ourselves with establishing the causes that led to Hamlet's tragedy. In especial, the revelation by the ghost of his father's murder, by Hamlet's own uncle, who is now the King of Denmark. This, and the knowledge that his mother had remarried immediately, has left Hamlet a creature mad for revenge. Assuming, as he calls it, an antic disposition, Hamlet plots to trap the king into an open confession of guilt. The arrival of strolling players at the court has provided the necessary means. Hamlet arranges that a performance be given, duplicating the circumstance of his father's death. The play's the thing, wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king.
The play's the thing, wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king. It is the night of the play. The hall of the castle has been arranged for the performance. And in a moment the court will assemble. The blare of trumpets will announce the arrival of the king and queen, with Polonius, the king's counselor, and his daughter Ophelia. In a moment this play of Hamlet's contriving will begin. But now, for an instant, we find him giving some last-minute advice to the players.
Speak the speech, I pray you, as I pronounced it to you, trippingly on the tongue. But if you mouth it, as many of our players do, I had as lief the town crier spoke my lines. Now do not saw the air too much with your hand, thus. But use all gently.
I warrant, Your Honor.
Oh, be not too tame, neither, but let your own discretion be your tutor. Oh, there be players that I have seen play, but neither having the accent of Christians, nor the gait of Christian, pagan, nor man, have so strutted and bellowed that I have thought some of nature's journeymen had made men and not made them well. They imitated humanity so abominably.
I hope we haven't reformed that indifferently with us, sir.
Oh, reform it altogether. Go, you make ready. Horatio.
Yes, sweet lord. At your service.
There is a play tonight before the king. One scene of it comes near the circumstance which I have told thee of my father's death. Observe, mine uncle.
Well, my lord.
Well, he's coming to the play. Get your plate. Your Majesty.
How fares our cousin Hamlet?
Excellent, your faith, of the chameleon's dish. I eat the air, promise crams. You cannot feed capons, so.
I have nothing with this answer, Hamlet. His words are not mine.
No, nor mine, no. Polonius, are the players ready?
Aye, my lord, they stay upon your patience. Sit you there, Ophelia.
Fair Ophelia.
You are merry, my lord.
What should a man do but be merry? For look you, how cheerfully my mother looks. And my father died within these 2 hours.
Nay, it is twice 2 months, my lord.
So long. Ah, we shall know by these fellows.
For us and for our tragedy, here stooping to your clemency, we beg your hearing patiently.
Full 30 years' time hath Phoebus' cart gone round Neptune's salt wash and Hellas' orbit ground, since love our hearts and Hymen did our hands unite commutual in most sacred bands.
So many journeys may the sun and moon make it again, cargo, ere love be done.
Faith, I must leave thee, love, and shortly too, thy operant powers their functions leave to do, and thou shalt live.
Oh, confound the rest! Such love must needs be feeding in my breast. And second husband, let me be accursed. None wears the second, but who killed the first.
Wormwood, wormwood.
So think thou wilt no second husband wed, but die thy thoughts when thy first lord is dead.
Both here and hence, pursue me lasting strife. If one is a widow, ever I be wife.
'Tis deeply sworn. Sweet, leave me here a while. My spirits grow dull, and fain I would beguile the tedious day with sleep.
Sleep rock thy brain, and never come this chance between us.
Madam, how like you this play?
The lady does protest too much, methinks.
Oh, she'll keep her word.
What do you call the play?
The Mousetrap.
Mary Howell?
Topically, this play is the image of a murder done in Vienna.
Thoughts, black hands, apt, drugs, fit, and tired.
This one is Lucianus, nephew to the king, you see. He poisoned him in the garden for the state. His name's Gonzago. The story is extended, written choice Italian. We shall see anon how the murderer gets the love of Gonzago's wife.
Give all the play!
What?
Write it with false fire! The heart and gallant play, but some must watch, while some must sleep, so runs the world away.
It is now the very witching time of night, when churchyards yawn, and hell itself breathes out contagion to this world. Now could I drink hot blood and do such bitter business as the day would quake to look on. Soft. Now to my mother.
The realization that his crime has been reenacted before the entire court under the guise of an evening's entertainment has completely unnerved the king. He sees there can be no peace for him while Hamlet remains in Denmark. So in a desperate move, he arranges that Hamlet shall be sent to England and secretly put to death. In his chamber, the king, torn by conscience, attempts to pray. Hamlet, passing on his way to the queen's apartment, observes the kneeling figure.
Now might I do it, Pat? Now he's praying.
Oh, my offense is rank. It smells to heaven. It hath the primal eldest curse upon it. A brother's murder. Oh, what form of prayer can serve my turn? Help, angels, make us say. Bow stubborn knees, all may be well.
And now I have to. So he goes to heaven. So am I revenged. Oh, this is higher than salary, not revenge. He took my father grossly full of bread, with all his crimes, broad-flown, as flush as May. Am I then revenged to take him in the purging of his soul when he is fit and seasoned for his passage?
No.
Not so. And know thou a more horrid bent. When he is drunk, asleep, or in his rage, that gaming, swearing are about some act that hath no relish of salvation in it. Then, trip him, that his heels may kick at heaven, and that his soul may be as damned as black as hell, whereto it goes.
My mother stays.
He would touch you.
Who's there?
Clarice. Hamlet is coming straight. Now look, you lay home to him. Tell him his friends have been too broad to bear again.
I hear him coming.
I'll hide behind this arras. I'll convey myself. You hear the crossing.
Now, mother! What's the matter?
Hamlet, thou hast thy father much offended.
Mother, you have my father much offended.
Why, how now, Hamlet? Have you forgotten me?
No, by the rood, not so. You are the queen, your husband's brother's wife.
Would it were not so. You are my mother.
Nay, then I'll set those to you that can speak.
Come, come and sit you down, Donna Budge. You go not till I set you up a glass where you may see the inmost part of you.
What will that do? That will not murder me. Help! Help!
Oh, help! Help!
How now? A rat?
Dead for a ducat! Dead! Oh, I am slain.
Oh, me, what hast thou done?
Nay, I know not. It's the king!
Oh, what a rash and bloody deed!
A bloody deed? Almost as bad, good mother, as kill a king and marry with his brother.
Kill a king?
Aye, lady. Was my word.
For Loomis. Some wretched rash, intruding fool. Devil. I took thee for thy debtor.
Leave ringing of your hand. Please sit you down and let you wring your heart. Or so I shall if it be made a penetrable stuff. If damned custom have not brassed it so that it be proof and bulwark against sentence.
What have I done that thou dares wag thy tongue in noise so rude against
me? Such an act that blurs the grace and blush of modesty, calls virtue hypocrite, takes off the rose from the fair forehead of an innocent love, and sets a blister there.
I mean, what act that roars so loud and thunders in the index?
Look here. Upon this picture, and on this, the counterfeit presentment of two brothers.
See, what a grace was seated on this brow. Hyperion's curls, the front of Jove himself, an eye like Mars to threaten and command, a station like the herald Mercury, new lighted on a heaven-kissing hill. This was your husband.
Look you now. What follows? Here is your husband. Like a mildewed ear. Blasting his wholesome brother. Have you eyes? Could you on this fair mountain leave to feed and batten on this moor? Have you eyes? You cannot call it love. For it's your age. The hate and the blood is tame. It's humble. It waits upon the judgment, and what judgment would step from this to this?
Oh, Hamlet, speak no more. Thou turnst mine eyes into my very soul, and there I see such black and drained spots as will not leave their king.
A murderer and a villain, a slave! It is not 20th part the tithe of your preceding lord, a king of threads and passes.
And hover on me with your wings, you heavenly gods. What would your gracious figure? Do you not come, your tardy son, to chide?
Alas, how is it with you that you do bend your eye on vacancy?
Why, look you there. Look how it steals away.
My father, in the cabin he lived. Look where he goes, even now, out of the portal.
This is the very coinage of your brain.
Mother, for love of grace, lay not that flattering unction to your soul. But not your trespass. But my madness speaks. It will but skin and fill the ulcerous place, whilst rank corruption, mining all within, infects unseen. Confess yourself to heaven.
Oh, Hamlet, thou hast cleft my heart in twain.
Oh, throw away the worser part of it, and live the purer with the other half. Good night. But go not to my uncle's bed. Assume a virtue if you have it not. And when you are desirous to be blessed, I'll bless him made of you. So again, good night. I must be cruel. only to be kind.
Be thou assured, if words be made of breath and breath of life, I have no life to breathe what thou hast said to me.
I must to England. You know that.
Alack, I had forgot. Just so concluded on.
Good night, Mother.
Thus, Hamlet leaves his mother, hoping his words have had the desired effect. But the queen, after her son's converse with an unseen spirit, is now more convinced than ever that Hamlet is mad. She reports her conclusions to the king, who speedily commands that Hamlet shall leave at once for England. And so Hamlet is banished from Denmark. But the peace for which the king has prayed is not to come. The murder of Polonius proves a mainspring of greater and more tragic events. Bereft of her father, Ophelia goes insane. The Danish people are stirred almost to rebellion. And finally, with the return of Laertes, the son of Polonius, they are provided with a necessary leader. Now the rabble has risen, and, led by Laertes, storms the castle in which the king and queen have secluded themselves. Suddenly, the doors break open, and Laertes appears at the head of the mob.
Where is the king? I'll send you all without fail. I pray you, give me leave.
Keep the door. Oh, thou vile king, give me my father.
Tell me, Laertes, why thou art thus incensed?
Listen, O Gertrude. Speak, man.
Where is my father?
Dead.
But not by him.
How came he dead? I'll not be juggled with.
If I am guiltless of your father's death, the shall as level to your judgment, Pierce, as danger to your rye.
Oh, no.
What noise is that?
And his hand there is the beauteous majesty of Denmark.
How do you, pretty lady?
Well, Gathered. They say the owl was a baker's daughter.
Oh, heat dry up my brains. Here, 7 times salt burn out the sense and virtue of mine eye. Dear maid. Kind sister. Sweet Ophelia. Oh, heaven, is possible a young maid's wit should be as mortal as an old man's life?
But there's rosemary. That's for remembrance. There's rue for you, and here's some for me. Ah, we may call it herb with grace for Sunday. Oh, you must wear your rue with a difference. I would give you some violets, but they withered all when my father died. God have mercy on his soul. And on all good Christian souls, I pray, God. Does he win?
Oh. Oh.
Oh. And so Ophelia, before her brother's eyes, drifts from the castle to die. A suicide by drowning. Meantime, Hamlet, unaware of what has happened in his absence, has managed to escape the king's plot to have him murdered, and has secretly returned to Denmark. We find him once more with Horatio in a churchyard. Nearby, a gravedigger sings at his work.
Has this fellow no feeling of his business, Horatio? Will he sing for grave-making?
Custom has made it in him the property of easiness.
I would speak to this fellow. And shippeth me. Whose grave is this, sir?
Mine, sir. Or pedestrian for to be made.
I think it be thine indeed, for thou liest in it.
And you lie out on, sir, therefore it is not yours. For my part, I do not lie in it, and yet it is mine.
What man dost thou dig it for?
For no man, sir.
What woman, then?
For none neither.
Who's to be buried in?
One that was a woman. But rest her soul, she's dead.
How absolute the knave is, Horatio. How long hast thou been a grave maker?
Of all the days of the year, I came to it that day our last King Hamlet o'ercame Fortinbras.
How long is that since?
Can't you tell that? Every fool can tell that. It was the very day young Hamlet was born. He that's mad and sent into England.
Aye, marry. Why was he sent into England?
Because he was mad. He shall recover his wits there. Or if he do not, his no great matter there. There the men are as mad as he.
How long will a man lie in the earth ere he rot?
Faith, sir, if he be not rotten before he die, he lasts just some 8 or 9 years. Here's a skull now. This skull have lain in the earth 23 years.
Whose was it?
A wholesome mad fellow's it was. This same skull, sir, was Yorick's skull, the king's jester.
This?
Even that.
Let me see. Alas. Poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. A fellow of infinite jest. Of most excellent fancy. He has borne me on his back 1,000 times. No. How abhorrent in my imagination it is. Where be your gibes now? Your gambols, your songs, your flashes of merriment that were wont to set the table on a roar. Prithee, Horatio, tell me one thing.
What's that, my lord?
Dost thou think Alexander looked to this fashion in the earth?
E'en so.
And spelt so? To what base uses may we return, Horatio? But it's off the side. Here comes the king, the queen, the courtiers. Who is this they follow? Talk to me a while and mark.
What ceremony else?
That is near it is. A very noble youth.
What ceremony else?
Must there no more be done?
No more be done. We should profane the service of the dead, to sing a requiem, and such rest to her as to peace parted souls.
Nay, hurry, dear.
I tell thee, churlish priest, a ministering angel shall my sister be when thou liest howling.
What? Fair Ophelia?
Sweet to the sweet. Farewell. I hope thou shouldst have been my Hamlet's wife. I sought thy bride bed to have decked, sweet maid, and not have strewed thy grave.
Hold off the earth a while, till I have caught her once more in my arms.
What is he whose grief bears such an emphasis? This is I, Hamlet, the Dane! Oh, devil, take thy soul!
Hamlet!
I loved Ophelia! 40,000 brothers could not, with all their quantity of love, make up my sum. Dost thou come here to whine, to our fate be with Lethe in her grave?
Oh, he is mad, Laertes.
For love of God, spare him.
Laertes.
What is the reason that you use me thus? I loved you ever. But it is no matter. Let Hercules himself do what he may. The cat will mew. And dog will have his day.
Now Laertes, determined to be revenged, finds an ally in the king. Thus the latter arranges that Hamlet and Laertes shall duel. Ostensibly for sport, the contest is treacherously conceived. Laertes' rapier bears an envenomed point, and if this fails, the king has prepared a poisoned drink to ensure the death of Hamlet.
Majesty sends to know if your pleasure hold to play with Laertes.
I am constant to my purposes.
The king and queen are all coming down.
You will lose this wager.
I do not think so. But thou wouldst not think how ills all here about my heart. No matter.
If your mind is like anything, obey it. I will forestall a repair hither and see you are not...
Oh, not of which we defy augury. There's a special providence in the fall of a sparrow. If it be not now, it is not to come. If it be not to come, it will be now. If it be not now, yet it will come. The readiness is all.
Come, Hamlet. Come and take this hand from me. Give them the foil.
You know the wager. Very well, my lord.
set me the soups of wine upon that table. The king shall drink to Hamlet's better breath. Come. Begin.
Come on, sir. Come, my lord.
One, two.
A hit. A very palpable hit.
Hey, give me drink. Hamlet, here's to thy help. Give him the cup.
I'll pay this bout first, said he by a while.
Come.
Another hit. A tail. A touch. A touch. I do confess.
Queen carouses to thy fortune, Hamlet.
Justice, do not drink.
I will, my lord. I pray you pardon me.
Tis the poison cup. It is too late.
Come for the third day, and you would dally. I pray you pass me your best vial.
How about you now?
A test for the anarchy. Hey, come again. Look, they have changed rapiers. Oh. Look to the queen there. Ho!
Oh. Not the queen. She swoons to see them. Please.
No. No, the drink. The drink. I am poisoned.
Oh, villainy! Let the doors be locked. Treachery! Seek it out. It is here, Hamlet.
Hamlet, thou art slain. And the treacherous instrument is in thy hand, unfated and envenomed. Thy mother's poison. I can no more. The king. The king's to blame.
Point in venom, too. And then I work.
Oh, yes, defend me, friend.
Hear, thou incestuous, murderous, damned dame. Break off this potion. Follow my mother.
You that look pale and tremble at this chance, that are but mutes or audience to this act, had I but time, oh, I could tell you. But let it be.
I die, Horatio. Thou livest. Report me in my cause, aright, to the unsatisfied.
Never believe it. I am more an antique Roman than a Dane.
Kill the up some liquor left.
That's out, man. Give me the cup. Let go.
Oh, my hand, I... Oh,
Horatio. What a wounded name. Things standing thus unknown shall live behind me. If thou didst ever hold me in thy heart, oh, and sent thee from felicity a while, and in this harsh world, draw thy breath in pain. But tell my story. The rest is silence. Now cracks a noble heart. Good night. Sweet prince, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
So ends the tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark. Again may we say that if you enjoyed this presentation, if you are convinced that the tragedies and comedies of Shakespeare have a place on the air and should become a permanent radio feature, write to us. Help give us this gauge of public opinion. Tonight's cast included Miss Frank Hale, Miss Laura Straub, Miss Virginia Wells, Mr. Whitford Kane, Sidney Smith, Joseph Cotton, Shirley Oliver, Santos Ortega, George Duthie, Edgerton Paul, and Hiram Sherman. The narrator was Edward Jerome. Next week, the workshop will present a special demonstration in conjunction with a meeting of the New York Electrical Society. Dr. E.E. Free will have charge of the demonstration. Tonight's presentation of Hamlet was arranged and produced by Orson Welles. In the absence of Mr. Reese, Brewster Morgan assisted. The Columbia Workshop's presentations are conceived and directed by Irving Reese. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.